the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome you to the show this morning. As usual, it's the best mid-morning show ever. On the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. Good morning, Lagos, once again. I am Mary Anacombe, welcoming you to What's Up, Lagos? Cheers to life, guys. I hope you had a great weekend, because I did. I had an amazing weekend. Pretty restful. I did a couple of things that I had been wanting to do that I put off, you know, but I did it. I went to the spa, you know, I had myself a good time, and I slept a lot yesterday. Thank God for the rain. So, you know, great atmosphere to sleep and sleep and sleep. But then I didn't forget about you, because, you know, you're the most important part of my week. Yes, 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 yes. I wake up with you on my mind, because you know what? We want to make sure that the conversations that we have on this show is the best, leaving lasting memories on your mind. And of course, the aftertaste has to be the best. Good morning once again. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos. So as usual on the show, we start off with, of course, the sound off. And we always take the opportunity, take the initiative to sound off on the things that worry you, the things that worry me, the things that worry the average Nigerian, some things that people are unable to get across to the appropriate authorities. We help you do it in the nicest possible way. Sometimes maybe not very nice, but you know, we make sure that we put it out there accurately and make sure that it's within the confines or the you know, the conduct and the ethics of this job, so that we don't get somebody in trouble. You know what I mean? So again, after sound off, we'll go into our main conversation for today. As usual, we start off with something very crispy and fresh, and then of course we allow you to join the conversation. But on sound off, we don't allow you. You don't say anything. We talk about it and let it go. So, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Let's do this. This is sound off. All right, it's time for sound off. So, I'm not even going to go far. Did you try to get out of your house this morning, today? How easy was it for you to get out of your house? And I'm not asking people to tell me. I'm saying not, wherever you are. Or shake your head, you know, in disappointment. Because I know that both sides of the Lekki Ekpe Express this morning was flooded. You could see what was on top of the water. Shamefully, it's plastic. Yes, it is plastic. What's blocking our drainages? Plastic PET bottles, cock plates, what's it called? Non-reusable plates, or what do they call those things? Takeaway plates. All kinds of plastic floating on top of the water that has destroyed cars today, because for every junction that I drove through today, I saw at least 2-3 cars that have broken down. Why? Because our expressway is flooded. And I was talking to the driver that brought me this morning, and you know, he was really complaining about how debris has taken over our drainages, and the express in itself is so bad. I mean, the potholes, the manholes that you see now, it's despicable. And he said that, you know, he was carrying a client who he thought was highly placed. And the person said, oh, well, the reason why the government hasn't fixed the Lekki Ekpe Express is because we're no longer paying our toll. Is this a joke? I mean, it's embarrassing. We say, oh, Eko is for show. What are we showing people? Flooded streets, flooded express, bad roads. What are we showing people? What's the show there? Abandoned buildings everywhere. And of course, the ones that are falling and killing people. What exactly are we showing in Eko? Because if people are tripping into Lagos every single day and the roads are this bad, some of them are unpliable. And then when it rains, a little rain. I mean, if this rain started falling and kept falling till now, I probably won't be able to get to work at this time. I probably will be stuck somewhere. I would probably not be able to drive out of where I live. I could drive out of where I live, but then you get to some parts, you may never be able to drive out because the water gets knee high. It's that deep. Talk more of the express. Is the express's, you know, flooding that gets to me. On both sides of Lekki Egbe Express, it was flooded this morning, if I'm lying. I mean, turn around and ask your friends, the ones who live around the Lekki Egbe axis. It's bad. And I want to believe that driver said it's a lie. I want to believe that that's a lie. That government would not say, well, you're not paying toll. You people didn't ask now. Since people don't want us to open the toll, you people will continue to deal with the bad roads. That's not why we put you in government. That's not why we have a government in Lagos. No. It's not tit for tat. You're there to serve the people of Lagos. If we're paying this much taxes, then our drainages should be, one way or the other, safe enough. I mean, I see. Let me not go too far. Landmark, where Landmark is, that whole stretch. Can you believe that whole stretch, with all the churches and the business places on that stretch, there are no drainages? And so when it rains, that whole axis is flooded. So again, I ask, who are the people who approve these building plans? Who don't think that, look, we're on top of water here. If we don't do the needful and the necessary, this water will just swallow us up one day. No, we're more interested in the kickbacks and the monies that we get from these buildings. Of course, nobody's going to come out and own up to that. But it's embarrassing that in 2022, Lagos is floating on top of debris. Whoever is in charge of the environment, whoever is in charge of these buildings, the drainages, whatever it is, do your job. It's embarrassing, it's shameful, it's tiring for Lagosians to continuously complain about the same thing every time it rains. We're now beginning to sound like broken records, and trust me, it's very uncomfortable. And can we blame government alone? No. But of course, those developers who are allowing buildings to be erected and drainages are not actually approved, or drainages are approved, but those drainages are blocked, and you do nothing to make sure that those drainages are always unclogged so that when it rains, the waters can go through. And for those of you who dump plastic, PET bottles, plates, whatever, into drainages, are you all right? Do you not know that you're killing yourself, that this flooding, one way or the other, will affect you? And why do you think that that's where you should dump your refuse? Why put it in the drainages? Because you see, the truth is, when it floods, it affects all of us. And when we're all stuck, then our businesses are stuck. Until we realize that we all have a hand in this, we will never get beyond this situation in Lagos. And that is Sound Off. All right, so what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. In a few minutes, we'll go for a break, but I want to, just launch our topic for this morning. Now, for those of you who are social media friendly, you must have seen that video of a lady who was holding or grabbing to the neck of a police officer, or his shirt, I believe. I think on the weekend, she allegedly said that the policeman threatened to shoot her. And, she proceeded to, well, for want of a better word, assault him. She just kept dragging him while she was, hurling words at him. A lot of reactions have come as a result of that particular video. Yes, so many people are saying, yes, this woman is fearless. Some people are saying, that is so not right. You know, you could talk at him, you could shout on him, but you do not have to touch him. You do not have to, rough handle him. Apparently, the police officer, and as we see in that video, kept his cool. He didn't try to hurt her back. Besides, he was fully armed. He was armed, fully kitted in, the police blue camo. But then there's a very striking thing about that video. So many people were recording, but we didn't see the part where the woman was allegedly threatened by the police officer saying, "I will shoot you." But then there are people who make the argument that, well, this is what police officers in Nigeria always do. They always threaten to shoot you. It's a conversation that I want to have this morning. I will play you that video and I want to hear your thoughts. Stay with us. It's still What's Up Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 35 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anacone, without Stretch, by the way. Stretch will join us within the week. You know, I told you that I sent him off to look for a wife. You know, the Bible says that it's not good for a man to be alone. Yes, I went to help his life. But in the meantime, I'm riding solo from now to whenever Stretch resurfaces with his new bride. Make the bride be more new. Anyway, I did say I was going to talk to you about the video that trended over the weekend. For those of you who do not know what I'm talking about, you can go to our Facebook page. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. Just go search for it. You'll see a video and, of course, with the hashtag of WhatsApp Lagos. I want to get your reactions on that video. But let me give you a background for those who might be driving, who may not be able to look at the video. So a woman has been caught on camera assaulting a policeman in the Festac area of Lagos. Now, the woman shouted in the face of the policeman, held his uniform, angry that he had threatened to shoot her. The video only shows the part where the woman was assaulting the officer, but we don't see what transpired before this. What could possibly have triggered this kind of reaction to the police officer? That's the first question that I'm thinking about, because, you know, when I started off, I said, weren't able to see that part of the video. Somebody somewhere must have been able to have captured, because I saw a lot of people pull out their phones to be recording this. And I'm guessing that maybe someone must have possibly, maybe not, but somebody must have possibly seen, heard, or recorded whilst the police officer said to her, "I will shoot you." But then I want to play that video so that we can all listen. I want to take your thoughts. I have too many questions, because I've seen people say, "No, no, no, wrong reaction. You should be arrested. You should not grab a police officer by his uniform. You shouldn't even do what you did. You can hurl insults at him from a distance," which, you know, Nigerians do all the time. But you should not touch him. You have no right. By the way, might I remind you that this police officer is fully kitted and armed. So the audacity in the first instance for this lady to hold on to an armed man. What exactly do you think was going through her mind? I'm imagining. Put yourself in her shoes. But I want to play that video. Here he goes.
This guy already walking in the corridor.
You will call me. You said you will call me. Repeat. Did you send another
thing? No, we are not leaving this woman.
Don't
let her go. She's not anywhere. Everybody coming. Don't let her go. I don't call office.
So that's the video. That's the audio from the video. Apparently, the woman kept asking the police officer, "You said you were going to gun me." That's her words, not mine. You're saying you're going to gun me. Gun who? A civilian like me. And she kept saying, "Come next year, they will remove all of you." That's the part that I'm still trying to understand. Remove all of who? I'm curious. Anyway, if you haven't seen that video, go to our Facebook page. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. Please go search for that video. I'd like to hear your thoughts and comments on that video. What exactly do you think could have triggered that? I mean, yes, some people say it's enough, you know, to get angry if a police officer says they're going to shoot you. But if a police officer says he's going to shoot at me, is it the best thing for me to grab onto his uniform and start, you know, assaulting him publicly? Publicly. Is that the best decision? Again, we say the police is our friend, really. Is the police our friend? And could there have been a better way to deal with the policeman's threat, if it be true, if there be any iota of truth to it? Again, why do people really react that way to police officers? Why do you think that there's this stint of anger towards police officers every single time? I want to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, because this one, concerning her, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And on WhatsApp, you can send a message to 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. Or you can tweet at Nigeria Info Lagos on Twitter. So make sure that you use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Comrade. All right, go ahead.
Oh, God, I agree to you.
Yes.
Nigeria police are nearest to my demands and they have to be respected. When a policeman tells you, say, he will shoot you, check him very, very well. It's not in his right state. Nigerians are annoyed with them because they are the anger from the government that they are not paying them well. The majority of Nigerian Okada don't like them because then they attack and will say, stop, park, inner light in the afternoon. Keke, park, stop, inner light in the afternoon. And certain things, what they are saying, maybe if you enter police station now, are you hearing what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
If you enter police station now, instead of them to answer you very well, they'll be like, oh yeah, right.
Okay, so, come on.
Me, I'm not friendly. That's why I work on my own.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. Your line is a bit, noisy, but thank you very much. I think I got the gist of it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, stretch to life. Yes. Hey, stretch to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm a police officer. I want to remain anonymous.
It's okay. Anonymous is allowed.
It's allowed, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's allowed. Even our work is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So, police are evil.
Okay, you can't say you're a police officer and you say the police is evil.
Listen to me. Are you listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
I say police are evil. Even me, talking to you, I only know myself. If I know myself that I am not evil, but I don't know about the other person. If the other person knows that he's not evil, definitely he's not evil. But for me, police are evil. It is only police that you see a policeman, especially in Lagos here. You as a policeman, that is what we call esprit de corps, the spirit of oneness. But you look at a policeman like you, you will talk to him in that manner, you will watch you and say, no. Talking to say a civilian. What is triggering civilians to be angry with police is the attitude of police. I'm a policeman telling you this issue. If I say I will give you a story that I encounter with policemen in Lagos State here, you'll be surprised, but that will be another topic for another day.
Mm.
But police are evil. That is why you see a little thing between police and a civilian, it triggers the evil. Look at that man is fully armed and kitted. And I want to go on, even international police, they utter this word. But until when they see that you too, you are on the gunpoint, then before you as a policeman, you react. But to say I'm going to kill you, shoot you, it does not warrant you to go and grab an armed man. But this is what triggered this woman because of maybe okay. She had an incident that happened between she and police, that experience, you know?
Mm.
So that is it too.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Anonymous. Okay. We're taking your thoughts, your comments, but those of you who haven't seen that video, you can quickly go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Yes, just go there. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. You will see that video of the lady. And I want you to drop a comment. Tell me exactly what you think. I will play again as we go on with this conversation, you know, some of the things that lady had to say in the video. Now, we could also hear maybe colleagues of the police officer in that video saying, we're not going to let her go. We won't let this woman go. So if you're a lawyer or you're a law enforcement agent, feel free to call me and tell me what exactly the law says about, or what you know as a police officer. Because I remember that there was a post by the Punch newspaper on Twitter yesterday, and a response came from Mr. Hunde of the Nigeria Police, who said, well, that the courts will decide what we saw in that video and there will be fair hearing for all concerned, meaning that this is a case that needs to be taken to court. Could it also mean that she has infringed on the rights of that police officer? But then there will be that argument about a threat to life, if there had been any. Like I said, is there evidence that would back this woman's reaction? Because there's this and there's that. All right, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call if you're a lady. 01-465-7190. That video is what we're talking about this morning. Should she have found better ways of dealing with the issue? And why do you think that Nigerians generally react the way we react negatively to police officers? We want to hear from you. All right, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. My name
Please turn off your radio. Please turn off your radio. Walk away from it. Thank you.
Okay, my name is Moses. I'm calling from Barega.
Go ahead.
Well, what makes that woman is making noise like that? Because it's aggression of as in police officers on people. It's not okay. So they should stop doing all those stuff. It's not okay by us. Not that we hate police.
Yeah, but then could there have not been a better way? Did she have to grab him? Because again, maybe touching him or grabbing him or doing all of that has now constituted an assault of sorts.
Some people are annoyed when they provoke them. If their behavior, they will start fighting, all those stuff like that. Not everybody is annoying.
Well. Yeah. Look at where the annoyance has taken her to. On WhatsApp, let's quickly look at this. At Adeboye Tinju here, Tunji, I beg your pardon, from Matogun, said, I've seen the video. Holding or grabbing a police uniform is not right, but we need to hear from both parties, he says. Okay. This one says, gracious day to you, Marion. Gracious day to you, too. The policeman who called made a point. The country's not smiling, so police should not try us. The woman did wrong by holding the police officer's uniform, and the police tried not to react immediately. Police don't, I'm sure you mean the police do not know how to react or know how to talk to citizens, and that's why people dislike them. Dampi from Igondo, thank you very much for your message. Ibukun here says, last month, my brother parked at the entrance of a city people building at Chaliboy. So that I can get down from the bus. We did not obstruct traffic, so they came with a public bus telling my brother to get down from the bus. I said, no, we didn't park on the road. He started abusing me verbally in the presence of my little brother. He also beat me up, and so I insulted him back, and they left. So you're talking about police officers here. Okay, Bukun, thank you very much for your message. We're going back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What?
Please turn off your radio. What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir?
This is Philip from Aburu.
All right, Philip, go ahead.
Policemen, the loud corpsy. What I mean by corpsy? The attitude towards citizens. They are good ones, though. They are good police. I won't say that. Most of my brothers and my friends are police. But they're the corpse in police. You know, when the fear of God is what we want here. Most of them don't have fear of God. If you have fear of God, you don't attack anybody on the road.
But have we stopped to think why police officers also act the way they act to Nigerians? Because I don't want this to be one-sided, because we're all saying, oh, Nigerians act the way they're acting because police is annoying or this. But what about how they act to us? Could there be a reason?
Most of them, what I see in that woman's action is that she's frustrated. You know, there are ways that are so frustrated. You know, I will shoot you. You must say, you want to shoot me for what? Am I a criminal? You can see that. Because she keep on saying that. You say, where you need a record where you say you want to shoot me, you want to shoot me. That's why the cops see. You have to the police, they like that cops see. We are all friends. We are friends and brothers. They should think of us as brothers. Not just because they think they are superior. That is what is causing issue. Because they have a gun, I'm superior to you. You don't have a gun. you know.
I see, I see. Thank you very much for calling. So, a great angle to this. He's saying, because a police officer carries a gun, wields a weapon, according to him, this gives them that God complex. Is it really true? And if you're a police officer, please feel free to call in and, you know, make a case for your colleague. Because that video made the rounds all through the weekend. And I was thinking to myself, what would be this woman's alibi if this were to be, you know, a serious matter taken up in court? Would there be someone who would come up with a video or witnesses to when the police threatened her? And what would have led to the kind of reaction and the outburst that she had? Because I don't think that... I don't know, but then I keep asking, could there have been a better way of her dealing with this issue? And why do you think that Nigerians always react the way they react when it comes to police officers in this country? Again, why do police officers act the way they act that make Nigerians angry? Could you tell what the underlining issue could be? We'll join the conversation. We're talking. It's WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've got five more minutes before we go for a break. 0700-993-993-993-993. You could also call if you're a lady. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And, of course, you can send us a message on WhatsApp. 0809, I beg your pardon. Let me see, take that again. 0809-5975805. That's 0809-5975805. All right, so we will go for a quick break in a bit. But in the meantime, we're still talking about this situation. We'd like to hear from you. Tweet at us at Nigeria Info on Twitter. Make sure that you use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. And of course, you can go to our Facebook page, Facebook 99.3 Nigeria Info, and drop a comment so you can see that video and tell us what you think. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. And of course, we're talking about that video that made the rounds over the weekend. That video of the lady who was, you know, seen holding that police officer, dragging him by his shirt. Of course, he was fully kitted as a police officer and armed. But then there have been several, you know, reactions trailing that video. Many people are in support of the woman. Many are against it. Some say that, you know, it's what the police officer said that triggered her. But again, I'm asking, could there have been a better way to react, to deal with the policeman's threat, if it were, you know, if it were anything to go by? Again, what could have possibly triggered this reaction? I mean, because police officers say every day they're going to shoot you. Should you, who's unarmed, be threatening a police officer back, if there be any threat in the first place? Should you be going after him even when you know that he has a gun? Again, why do you think that people react the way they do to police officers in Nigeria? And what's the kind of relationship you think we have with our police officer? Is it a love-hate relationship? Is it a trust versus no trust relationship? What exactly do you think, you know, makes Nigerians react the way they react to police officers? I'm going to go first to social media. Don't forget, the video is posted on our Facebook, facebook.com/NigeriaInfo99.3. Same thing for Twitter. Go to Nigeria Info FM 99.3 on Twitter and comment. We put that post up. Comment with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. And you can send us messages on our WhatsApp because we want to hear from you. But let me go to WhatsApp first. And before we go back to the phone lines, I want to take your thoughts on WhatsApp, and then we'll go back to the phone lines and, of course, check Facebook. This one says, the relationship between the Nigerian police and citizens is sour, he says, due to the shared suffering we both... we both share. Okay. We have the Nigerian citizen drained by the ever-evolving situation in the country. Then the police officers equipped with a gun and also sharing the same country's problems and little means to improve their wages. What should they do but terrorize their fellow citizens who seem to be better off despite the country's many problems? To him, it feels unfair, and taking daily 2K should not hurt his fellow citizen. The real problem is the leaders who created the melting pot we found ourselves in. And if that's as if... Okay, and if that's not resolved, it will only get worse. You didn't give us your name, but thank you very much. Pretty long message. Okay. Listen, says, I think the woman's question to the police says it all. She kept asking him for a reason why the police thought she deserved to be gunned. Okay, gunned down. We say every question demands an answer. If the officer didn't threaten to gun her down, the woman probably wouldn't have been provoked to ask him why. I see your point. All right, this one says, if indeed the police officer had said, I will shoot you, I think the important question to ask is, what transpired before the police officer made the outburst? It will be rare for a police officer to say that to a citizen who has politely complied with an order from the security officer. I stand to be corrected. Josh from Alimosho sent us that. Okay, Josh. This one says, Marianne, you're talking about the woman's action. Did the police officer respect his office and uniform in the first place? Kate, thank you very much for your question. I do not know because I wasn't there, Kate. Chika from Ojodu says, the policeman should be promoted. He did noble, not reacting. He has all the powers, but he chose to calm down even when the woman physically attacked him. That woman should be arrested for taking laws into her hands. Men on uniform should be respected, even though they know they have not lived up to their expectations. Chika, again, thank you for your message. This one says, what I've learned today... Okay, no, that's not for me. Okay, this one says, we're attacking the lady saying she assaulted the cop, but we conveniently ignore the fact that the policeman threatened to shoot her. If this happened in a lonely place, God knows how he would have ended. Jack. So, Jack, and that's what I'm saying. Even if we were to go to a court of law, the woman has to prove beyond, or her, the counsel to the woman has to prove beyond reasonable doubt and show evidence that this police officer had indeed threatened her, because all we see in the video is she holding onto the shirt of this man and continuously shaking him and saying, why do you want to gun me down? Why do you want to gun me down? Come next year, they will remove all of you. I still don't understand what she meant by that. But so we need also to be sure what happened that, you know, prompted this reaction, this very serious outburst. So, Jack, nobody's taking sides. We're only just analyzing the situation. All right. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Okay. All right. I'll take another call. Let's see. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm calling from Aja. This is my first time of calling.
First time caller. Woo! All right, go ahead. What do you think?
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
I had an experience with police. We were driving at Amole, me and my husband. So at Amole, phase 1, the roundabout. So we were reversing in the night. Mother was leaving back. We were going to enter to Butland. So this policeman now jumped. They just opened the car, jumped inside the back seat. Was trying to drag the steering with my husband with a gun in the night.
Oh my goodness!
With a gun. He was telling me that I should come to the back.
No.
I said, how can I come to? How can I leave my place and come to the back? It's okay. Let my husband bring so amount or else he will take us to the station. My husband said, oh yeah, let's go to the station. So I was telling him, how much do we have? My husband said, he has only 1.5. He said, he cannot collect 1.5. My husband said, okay, let's go to the station. So me, as I was having like 1K in my hand. I said, okay, let me add this 1K to that 1.5. He said, he's not collecting. My husband said, okay, let's go to police station. So we were about going to, and now, because me, it was with a gun, and I was trying to, my husband, don't drag this thing with him. Because he said that if my husband drags with him, he would tear his uniform. When he tears his uniform, he will now take us to the station and that said that my husband has tears his uniform. And I was afraid. When he comes to that in the night, I was safe. I tell my husband, let's just say to him so that we can go. Because I've been hearing a lot of policemen with guns shooting. It was even say we'll shoot, nothing will happen. So I was safe. So when we were about to go to the police station, Now ask my husband. Bring it to bring 3K. I will let you go.
More than
2K. He now drove us to one ATM and we draw the say it's 1,000. I'll be that 2,500. He said that is my last money in my account. He now said okay, me I should bring the one that I had before. So I now give him the with that one that he refused to call it. I now call it 3,500 from my husband and 1K from me and allow us to go. Because when I was telling, I will shoot you, nothing will happen. And he was dragging my husband's sharing in the night. So we were, I was afraid. So we have to settle him and let him go and let him go.
Kate, I just want to say something quickly, and I hope you're not offended, but you know that your husband was wrong to reverse at night. I'm so sorry. But you know that also puts you both at risk. But does he make what the police officer did right? No. So sometimes I always say, I mean, once in a while we find ourselves in this situation. And because the policeman knows that you did wrong, he will continue to press you to give him money. Now, if you know that you are well within your rights, then that way it's safer to go to the police station, because what do you have on me now? What do I do? Go and lie now. But, you know, because your conscience will keep pricking you that if we did not reverse at night, they wouldn't have caught us. But all I'm saying is that, yes, it's best, like you said, to not negotiate with a man who has a gun, it's best to negotiate than to be angry and start shouting at a man who has a gun, because you're, especially for those who are really trigger happy, you're uncertain what the outcome could be. But we're still taking your thoughts. For those who haven't seen that video, I'm going to play the audio again quickly, briefly. It's on our Facebook page, so you can go to facebook.com/NigeriaInfo 99.3. But here goes that video. I want you to hear, listen to it, and then tell us what you think.
This guy already walking the corridor.
You will call me. You said you will call me. Did you send the letter?
No, we are not leaving this woman.
Well, that's the video. I just wanted you to, you know, catch a, or rather get some understanding of what transpired. So it was a serious shouting match there for the lady. But one thing I'll tell you that caught my eyes again is the fact that this police officer was fully kitted with his, you know, bulletproof vest and a gun. So for me, it's the audacity, it's the temerity to, you know, grab hold onto a man who has a gun. It's one thing to be, you know, angry or livid at whatever the man said, but it's another to hold on to him. I mean, you must have a lot of guts. But that's not the issue here, because there are those who are saying she has to be charged to court. I remember Mr. Hundeyi of the Nigeria Police had tweeted that as much as we're all trying to make excuses for what she said or what the man said or what she did, the matter will be taken to a court of law. And then, of course, she has to prove beyond reasonable doubts that this is what the man did that, you know, caused the reaction. But then he also put it out there, and I'm not quoting directly, he also put it out there to say everyone would be granted fair hearing, but it's not for the police to judge. He did say that. So I want to hear from you. And now I said, if you're a lawyer, quickly call us if you're a lawyer. We'd like to get your 2 cents on this matter and what the law says about grabbing and, you know, for the want of a better way to describe it, assaulting a police officer, the one that's in uniform and fully kitted, especially the one who has a gun. Let's talk about it. But then I've also asked, why do we have the kind of reaction that we have towards police officers in Nigeria? What kind of relationship do we even have with the police in today's world? Is it the one that you, once you see them, you start running or you start fretting? And why? Why is that? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Please turn off your radio. Walk away from it.
Yeah, good morning. First time caller.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would love to remain anonymous.
Go ahead.
See, do you know sometimes when you woke up in the morning, when you see a police officer, we feel like to going back to the bed. And based on what I realized on that call, let me just analyze one or two things. A police officer always take a video of where him and his colleagues they are right. But in the wrong aspect, they will not take that video. They will not make sure that, and they will not copy that video. Because I remember was a good day, me and my sister were coming back from view, went to buy something. On our way coming back, the police officer just run into the front of the car, asked us to park there. Why did you drive this way? And I asked the policeman, what is wrong from the driver taking the right route? He said the driver passed one way. Why the guy did not pass one way? He just want to collect money from us. So with that annoyance, the guy wants to prove if I see he's right. But not ask him, let's go to the police station. You know, he was seen dragging with us. So with that annoyance, so I now called one or two people. So they now ask the guy, calm down. The thing you're doing is wrong. Before the guy now left. Other one again happened in my area, Igondo. A guy was driving on his car. Before, and I was going to work that good evening. This police guy too just rush. Stop there, I will shoot you. So the guy was angry. The guy just came out from the car. You want to shoot me? If you shoot me, your four, the will pay for it. So the guy was angry. If not for the people that was inside the car that just owed the guy, with that aggression, the way the policeman said he's going to shoot him, the guy have every right to hold his uniform because they did not respect that uniform they are putting on. If our Nigerian police respect the uniform they are putting on, they will not be aggressive to us.
Okay, all right.
They did not respect that uniform. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Because of time, we're going to try to make sure everybody's call is very short, straight to the point. We have messages on Facebook. Let's do justice to those messages. Tamara C. Joshua here says, this is where emotional intelligence comes into play. Mind you, there are several, people are really nagging and are looking for who to transfer their aggression to. Interesting. Anyways, that is anger taken too far. Tomorrow C. Joshua, thank you very much for your message. Kenneth Don Celestin on Facebook says, he says, half tape. Besides, the police officers and others shouldn't have allowed it to get to that stage. Why not try to resolve the dispute with wisdom rather than looking for a scapegoat? People are frustrated and ill-mannered, but as public figures, that's where you show expertise. Not let her go. Just make her see more pain. We enjoy seeing. What does that even mean? Davis Tom Edit here says, the video clearly shows she assaulted an officer on duty. And this is where I said, she needs, you know, some luck, you know, someone, some good-hearted person who, if they had captured where the man had said he was going to shoot her, then that would be her only alibi or only ally. But if not... Abel Obakore here says, this woman is just... Okay, please do not call her names. You do not know her, do you? Kingsley Aneke here says, she went overboard. I believe she acted based on her past experience with the men in black. A lesson for others to always apply restraint and control their anger. Police will definitely deal with her for assault. Thank you very much for your message. We are going quickly back to the phone lines because we have just barely seconds to go. All right. Okay, before we go to the phone lines, too many messages on WhatsApp. I'm just going to try to be very fast. If your message is too long, I may not be able to read. This one says, in 2010, I was duped of about ₦1 million. By a pastor friend who was my boss in the same company. Story short, I reported somewhere in Egbeda police station. The pastor and friend was arrested. And getting to the station the next day, I had to run for my life because the pastor friend and the police inspector came from the same town. Till today, the payment receipts, are with the policeman. The pastor who jumped me performed some miracles in church just yesterday. Wow, I'm sure you mean duped you. Okay. This one says, good morning. The police officer behaved professionally and deserved to be promoted to send a message to other police officer, Anthony from Lagos. Okay. This one says, some police officers are so unruly, but they never get into arguments with a police officer who is carrying a gun. I'm sure you say, but we should never, okay, do secret filming and tag a superior officer online. Muyuddin, thank you for your message. I'll go back to the phone lines before we wrap things up right here. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry if that was you. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Please, do the right thing. Quickly, quickly. We don't have time.
Sorry. I've done that. My name is Frank.
Do the right thing.
I've turned off my radio.
No. Do the What's Up Lagos. If not, you're not
okay,
talking.
Okay, What's Up Lagos.
All right, go ahead. Quickly, we don't have time.
My name is Franklin.
Go ahead.
So, concerning the Nigerian police, I have to be very frank with you. The Nigerian police force is filled with bad eggs. Filled with lots of bad eggs. I mean, if you listen to majority of the callers, they share bad experiences, the experiences they have with the police force. I mean, the government should do everything possible to, you know, check the police force very, very well, to rid them of the bad eggs and then to ensure that citizens' lives are...
Franklin, sorry about that. Apologies. We'll take one last call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hey, sorry, you. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, Stretch to Life. Good morning.
Good morning, Marianne. Morning. How was the weekend?
Great.
Okay, my name is Black Diamond. I'm calling from Ijora.
Go ahead.
Okay, Marianne, we all are seeing the assault the woman did to the policeman, but let's just look it from the other angle. This police force, what's their duty is to protect lives and property of the citizens. Now, in the sense that a policeman will be intimidating a civilian, that I will shoot you. Like, what does it mean? What does it mean? Let's just look into that angle. What does it mean for a police officer to say, to tell a civilian, I will shoot you? What crime has that person committed that you have to utter such words? That you shoot that person. Please, if what looking, we should just look it from that angle. They should just try and talk to these people because they are harassing people a lot on the street. Please, okay. That's what I have to say. Thank you for having me.
All right, Black Diamond, thank you very much. And you're my last caller. But on Twitter, I'll just do justice to one person. Joy Forever says, we don't know how provocative our security officers can be on our roads. It would be good to see the whole video to know the woman was threatened. Not good to fight a law enforcement agent, but they need to be fought some civility. So we have some information, but before that information, my name is Mary Anna Kun. I'm leaving now because Energy Solutions is next. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. Information Girl is right here and she's got some for